we have the goal of trying to develop broader sustainability strategies nationwide. And I think that in some communities, although I don't know that Austin fits because they're doing so much here, but I think in some communities there's the question of, you know, how do you really develop a comprehensive public-private collaboration to accomplish these goals? And I think what Eaton's doing here with these conferences is providing kind of a roadmap for people to follow as to how to launch this type of effort.
Texas lawmakers are very quick to talk about the things that they have done to put the state into a good position for whatever's coming next in terms of renewable energy, new energy sources. But what are states, Texas, other states, doing wrong in terms of preparing for things like this?
I don't know that I could single out anything that Texas is doing wrong. I think what we're going to find, and I made comments about this in my speech, is that as you move forward to try to deploy more renewable energy, sooner or later you're going to run into the same kind of challenges we have with almost any new energy deployment, which is how do you get the power from a remote location where it's being generated at a wind farm to the demand center where it needs to be used. And those aren't problems unique to Texas. They're going to be problems that every state faces. And also, I think states are going to need to be creative in terms of how they address their goals. I think one of the really important opportunities for everybody now is in the area of energy efficiency.
And that's the idea of reducing your use so that you don't have to build that next power plant, right?
Exactly. And I think it can be done. Now, just as an example, in the, you know, just in the power management side alone, power management is an area that really, I think, has great promise. Companies that know what they're doing in this area can make a huge difference with major users, major power providers with utilities and others. And in my judgment, that's the wave that's coming next. You know, we understand the need to have alternative generation sources. Now, if we can at the same time reduce the demand without undermining the economy, and that's what we can do now, that's great. I mean, that's I get excited about that.
What do you see Texas doing right?
Well, Texas was an early adopter of a renewable standard. I think that was, they were a forerunner in this area. As a consequence here, have been looking at these issues longer than most and have, I think, therefore more expertise to bring to the table. I think that Texas enjoys a lot of natural assets, too. I mean, it's the home to a lot of innovators, and it's I think, been good at and very effective in stimulating those innovators to do their work. I think the community we're in today, Austin, has stood out nationwide as a place that understands how to incentivize various clean energy developments and projects. So there's a lot going on here, and Texas enjoys some real advantages, I think, over some of the other parts of the country. I mean, look, if you're a state that's got the geographic size of Texas, you've got the options for more solar deployment, more wind deployment, and so on. I mean, we have other states, smaller, not as well located, don't have those kinds of assets. So I think Texas recognized early on that it had these things that it could take advantage of and was bold enough to do so well before other parts of the country.
Former Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.